Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where President Trump is determined to finish his work. He's doing that with a big announcement earlier today about the vaccination program that is going to be implemented here in the United States. Literally within days is the beginnings of the implementation. And, of course, people are going to be ranked in terms of order of need, with first responders and people in the front lines of battling the coronavirus being the first to get vaccines. I suspect that some of the president's ace legal team, the elite legal strike force, as they describe themselves, those who are left, most of those people on the elite legal strike force have either been dropped from the elite legal strike force, like was the situation with Sidney Powell, or they have fallen victim to the coronavirus, to the COVID-19. Rudy Giuliani in hospital. Jenna Ellis having been diagnosed. I'm not sure where they're going on all of that, but there was a decision in Georgia, a significant decision after three different recounts. We will get to that in just a moment. We'll also get to the extraordinarily irresponsible suggestion by Senator Chuck Schumer, and we'll be talking about one doctor and really quite a swashbuckling weird character. He got to date supermodels and became an international celebrity and acclaimed in Hollywood, peddling a profound lie which has impacted the whole world in a negative way. What is the lie? We will expose that, and we will be confronting that later this hour. But first of all, there is truly remarkable news that I think will shock everyone, which is that a very respected space scientist, no, I mean it, this is somebody who has a very long career. He was a pilot. He is a general, much decorated. He has been the senior director of the Israeli space program. And you said Israel space program? Yeah. They've put up a bunch of satellites. And for a small country, now of about 9 million people, Israel does have a formidable space program. But that doesn't mean that you have to take everything that the former director of the Israeli space security system has to say. His name is Chaim Eshed, and he is a respected professor and retired general. He is getting on in years. He would be a great candidate for getting the vaccine. He's 87, so he's Chuck Grassley age. Chuck Grassley, the Senate pro tem president. And which makes him, by the way, fourth in line for the presidency. Is President Donald J. Trump, Vice President Michael Pence, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and then Chuck Grassley. In any event, the statement by Dr. Eshed, this is covered in the New York Post, NBC News, all over the world. What the Post reports is space aliens have reached an agreement with the Trump administration, and they are planning to stay quiet on experiments that these space aliens are conducting here on Earth. They also have promised not, while President Trump is still president, to release the fairly amazing information about a secret base on Mars. So this is interesting, because you may know President Trump talked about Mars in the campaign a great deal. One of his goals for his second term, he said he wants to put the first woman on Mars. Now, maybe that's because this base that we've already established on Mars, at least according to the New York Post and to General Chaim Eshed, that base that we have on Mars already has men on it. So Trump was not making an idle promise. The General Eshed said, the aliens have asked me not to announce that they are here because humanity is not ready yet. He told that to Yediot Ahronot, which is a popular tabloid-style newspaper in Israel. There is speculation about General Eshed's mental state. But he ran the space security program in Israel from 1981 till 2010. He says, quote, Trump was on the verge of revealing aliens' existence, but the aliens in the Galactic Federation are saying, wait, let people calm down first. They don't want to start mass hysteria. They want to first make us sane and understanding. That's going to be a big job. I'm sorry. It's going to be a big job. Now, you're wondering about what else could happen in 2020. Well, this would be something. Until the day that we are sane and understanding, the aliens have secured an agreement to keep their moves under wraps, said Eshed. Quote, they have been waiting for humanity to evolve and reach a stage where we will generally understand what space and spaceships are. There's an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here. They, too, are research. That may be why they don't want to allow the flu vaccines at Cornell. They, too, are researching and trying to understand the whole fabric of the universe, and they want us as helpers. One of the hubs of the cooperation is a base on Mars, where, by the way, Eshed claims American astronauts have already set foot. There's an underground base in the depths of Mars where their representatives are, and also our American astronauts. Okay, what do these aliens look like? Eshed acknowledged that it all sounds like science fiction, but he claimed that some of his peers are coming around. If I had come up with what I'm saying today 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized. Wherever I've gone with this in academia, they've said, the man has lost his mind. Yeah. Today, they're already talking differently. I have nothing to lose. I've received my degrees and awards. I am rejected in universities abroad, but the trend is also changing there. Okay, if somebody has some extra information on this, you can give us a call. I do suspect it's very unlikely, because if we were building a base on Mars, first of all, it's very, very difficult. It's very, very far away. It would take not a couple of weeks. It would take years to travel to Mars. And the idea of that kind of expenditure of federal money with it being kept completely secret. First of all, if we built a base on Mars under President Trump, do you think he would keep it secret? I think it's most unlikely. It's also very, very unlikely that we are going to get the forgiveness of college debt. And Chuck Schumer wants student debt relief that would apply to any families where people make $125,000 or less per year. And here is what the senator from New York had to say. This would be clip 1A. We will get to that. We also have the doctor who fooled the world, the study of Andrew Wakefield and why it's so profoundly damaging. And then, yes, the long-awaited final certification and final results in Georgia. What happened? We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The snow's coming down, I'm watching it fall, watching the people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells in town.
And on the Michael Medved show, Charles Schumer, the senator from New York, who, by the way, they continue to discuss the possibility that he will have a primary challenge when he runs for re-election for his own seat from New York State in 2022. That's not even 2024 now, 2022. And that he would be challenged in the primary by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which could be a tough primary in the state of New York for Senator Schumer. By the way, I think Schumer would still win. But an opportunity for a Republican or some kind of independent Republican candidate. And, of course, in New York, they have all those minor parties on the ballot, like the New York Conservative Party, the New York Liberal Party, the Working People's Party. Who knows? Well, I'll tell you something that I do know is that his proposal for student debt relief, to forgiving student debt, is extremely tone deaf and totally wrong and a grotesque mistake. This is clip 1A. This is Senator Schumer. Listen.
And we're here today for one reason. Student debt is just a huge burden on the shoulders of millions of New York students and tens of millions of Americans. And the bottom line is that college should be a ladder up, but student debt makes it an anchor down. For far too many students and graduate students, some years out of school, student loans and federal student loans are becoming a forever burden. They stand in the way of people getting the job they want. They stand in the way of buying a home, of starting a family, of buying a car. And they hurt our economy dramatically. Our schools here move mountains to work with students on maximizing aid and scholarship and doing what they can to keep their people out of debt, but the cost is too great. And here's the amazing thing. 93% of this debt is the federal government charging 7, 8, 9%.
Okay, look, that is not generally the case with student loans. Generally, student loans are a pretty good deal. And yes, there are some people who get into that sort of situation. But if you have chosen to borrow money for the sake of going to the college or university you want to, rather than probably a lower cost public university, why should the federal government pick up the tab? In other words, the one best way to visualize this is that if you looked all across the country and you looked at people who need help and who need help right now, people who are struggling with student debt would be the last people you would need to help. Because for most people struggling with student debt, they're people who have won some kind of degree. Very often the most debt is owed on degrees like a law degree, or a degree in medicine, or a degree in engineering, where it really does make a difference in your earning capacity for the rest of your life. And that's why you decided to take that kind of debt, because it was a smart deal. Now, it isn't for everybody. It certainly isn't a good idea to go into debt and then not to finish your college degree. That's a disaster. And the idea that this is an easy thing and that these are people who should be helped right at the moment. What about the family where father and mother have both lost their jobs and they can't afford the rent and they can't really find other jobs because the schools are closed, and you have this tremendous problems right now with immediate needs? Why should those people be put on a back burner while you relieve student debt for people with advanced degrees who may be working? And maybe working at good jobs. This is what Schumer called for specifically. Listen.
We have come to the conclusion that the President Biden can undo this debt, can forgive $50,000 of debt the first day he becomes president. You don't need Congress. All you need is the flick of a pen. And President-elect Biden, then President Biden, can make this happen. That's what we are urging to do. We are urging him to choose a Secretary of Education who will do this too, because it's up to the Secretary of Education officially. But if President Biden wants it, I'm sure it will happen. As I said, this debt is a huge burden on the backs of our students, standing in the way of them and their economy, and it stays with them for a very long time. So, ahead of this new administration, the four of us are calling on President of the United States to take executive action to administratively cancel up to $50,000 in student loan debt for federal student loan borrowers. And he can also make it such that when they do this, they have no tax liability.
Okay. The idea that this is just free money when we already have a national deficit of $3 trillion a year, this is craziness. And what do you say to people who are listening to me right now who struggled and worked hard to pay off their student debt? My wife worked hard to pay off her student debt. And yeah, she had a significant amount of it because you don't get a PhD without incurring some kind of debt. But she paid it long ago, of course. And the idea that somehow the government owes you this money when they made it available to you, no one is forced to take out loans to go to school. It's a series of choices about where you go to school and what you decide to study and what you go to school in. And when he says that the debt is getting in the way of people taking the job that they want, what he's talking about there is that people who have acquired some student debt have to be more thoughtful about taking a job that's actually going to pay them. He can't say, well, I'm working on my screenplay, and I've been working on this for a long time. And basically, we'll put the debt off, and anyway, Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer are going to forgive my student debt. This is a terrible thing, and it's unfair to people who don't go to college, who don't focus on going to college and to graduate school, where the debts are highest of all. And it's incredibly unfair to people who have worked and scraped and struggled and done it the American way and actually paid off their debts. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a prominent physician who actually has a debt to humanity for some of the damage he's done. It's a spectacular and eye-opening book. And if you've ever flirted with anti-vaxxer views, you need to hear this. The book is called The Doctor Who Fooled the World. Well, no longer. We'll be speaking to the author, investigative journalist Brian Deer, coming right up on The MedVed Show.
Become a MedHead and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com. More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are hoping to attach a coronavirus relief deal to an omnibus bill that would fund the government for another week. A bipartisan group is still finalizing their $908 billion stimulus proposal, dubbing themselves the 908 Coalition. Delaware Senator Chris Coons says something has to be done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess.
I think we have to work even harder and get to the table with some fresh thinking and some new ideas, because bluntly, I don't understand how any of us can go home for the holidays and look our constituents in the face or the mask because so many are suffering.
President Trump says mass distribution of a coronavirus vaccine will start soon, thanks to Operation Warp Speed. The head of Operation Warp Speed also laying out distribution plans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We're still waiting on Brian Deere. We will get as soon as we can connect. I think it's to the other side of the world. To the author of this book, The Doctor Who Fooled the World. It's about Andrew Wakefield, who is quite a character. He's a jet setter. He was last sighted with the supermodel Elle Macpherson. Dr. Wakefield, well, because he's become a whole leader of what has basically the kind of stubbornness and irrationality of a religious cult or a quasi-religious cult. We will get to that. Let us go for just a moment, because it's a formal announcement. One of the people that I admire, because I think he has tried as hard as anyone humanly can to do a fair, complete, comprehensive job, in no way betraying his conservative Republican principles. The Secretary of State of the state of Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, has had death threats. He has needed special protection. He's been trying to do a good job verifying the votes in Georgia, and finally he did it. Today is Safe Harbor Day. It's when all the states around the country are supposed to be turning in their certified votes, and they're all doing it. To allow the election to proceed with the Electoral College meeting. It's on the 14th. So we will get to that in a moment. We We have Brian Deere on the line, right?
Hi there.
Hello there. Congratulations on your book.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you very much for saying that. Thank you, Jeremy.
And, Brian, congratulations on survival. What an incredible story, and you're a very big part of this story. Why do you think Dr. Wakefield has continued to, despite exposure for fraud, despite criminal negligence and faked studies, why has he continued to harp on this crusade against vaccinations?
Well, I think he's got nowhere else to go. He's no longer able to practice medicine, and he needs to earn an income. And the thing is, what he's done is he's created a kind of client group of his own, people who he and his fellow campaigners have convinced have injured their own children by having them vaccinated. And he's a very vulnerable group of people. They're the core of his followers. And like a lot of other people, I think they've noticed that the whole community of people who are concerned about their children, who've perhaps got developmental issues, autism and things like that, are a very easily identifiable and reachable group to whom you can sell like videos and books and speaking invitations and things like that. And I think he just has to do this because he's got nowhere else to go.
Have you found, I mean, you have been working on exposing Dr. Wakefield's research for years and years, and one of the themes in your book, the book is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com, the book is called The Doctor Who Fooled the World. What did he gain out of all this faked research that the entire scientific world has rejected? What is it he gained from it?
Well, what he gained initially was a great deal of money, because what people never realized when he presented himself as a researcher with purportedly new information about vaccine safety was that he'd been hired by a law firm to do exactly this, and they were working on this massive lawsuit that in the end cost about $100 million in today's money, and he was being paid at hourly rates. He also had a whole network of companies that he was going to use to exploit to sell diagnostic kits, his own vaccine, which he claimed to have invented and discovered. He's moved on through various iterations of his campaign to be the boyfriend of Elle Macpherson, who is certainly able to provide him with the kind of style of life that he's always lusted after.
Yes, indeed. Have you spoken to everybody, and it's very clear that you have been indefatigable. You've been like Javert after this guy. Have you spoken to anybody who says, well, wait a minute, he's really an idealistic, highly principled scientist, you've got him all wrong?
Well, in the original days, his colleagues thought that. People working with him actually felt that. And they were then disabused of that when they finally discovered that what he was doing, because they didn't know he had all these conflicts of interest. But even today, there are his followers. And I suppose I'd try to quantify. I'd say there's probably about 100,000 people who've been drawn into his network. And quite a lot of those do, in fact, say precisely that he's a great man. He deserves a Nobel Prize. He's trying to do his best for the children. And I have to say, I've never seen any evidence of that at all.
Yeah, the basic, quote, revelation that he had exposed to the world was the idea that vaccines cause autism, which has been rejected, and it's not just by the American and British medical communities, it's everywhere, right?
Yes, I mean it's a totally debunked idea that that this phenomenon which we're seeing, which is a rise in the number of diagnoses of autism, dramatic rise, is anything to do with vaccines. It's really mostly to do with changes in diagnostics and the way medical terms are framed. And there's absolutely no support for it at all that you find in any kind of credible forum.
Right now, the polling is showing that about a third of Americans, and maybe a bit more, some polls show 40%, won't take a COVID-19 vaccine because they're afraid of its side effects. That has a direct connection, doesn't it, to all of the nonsense that Dr. Wakefield put out into the world?
Yes, it all tracks back to he published a fraudulent paper way back in the 1990s, and the campaign which he ran to defend that and to progress this lawsuit that I was talking about has rolled out around the world, first the United States, and now all over the world. That is the origins of this kind of anxiety, and all these people who he's brought to him, they're the people who run the websites and the Facebook groups and who are out there protesting outside state houses. So it's those people who are really galvanized, and they love this whole COVID-19 thing. They really enjoy it. They really enjoy not wearing the masks, and they really enjoy looking for problems with the vaccine. But, you know, the thing is, a lot of people have said this to me. I just did a meeting today where people were raising the same thing with me about this group of people who are hesitant, who are worried about the safety of the vaccine and so forth. I don't think that's nearly as big an issue that you might think, because I mean, today, just at 6:30 this morning, Greenwich Mean Time, the first person in Britain outside a clinical trial to receive one of these vaccines was vaccinated, a 90-year-old woman. And there is no shortage of volunteers and people wanting to get vaccinated. So if there are some people who are hesitant and worried about what the side effects might be and want to hold back a bit, that isn't going to matter too much, because there's plenty of people in the line in front of them. What's going to matter is after a period of time, those people, I think, will see if these vaccines work, that disease starts to fall, that people are being protected by it, they'll get a sense of the risks and benefits, and they'll be able to reevaluate that decision. There'll always be a small group of people who are like the free riders, who believe that they can hide in the herd, if you like, that everybody else can be vaccinated and that'll protect them against disease, so they don't have to get vaccinated themselves. There'll always be
okay,
a small number of people.
Don't think that way, and you can adjust your thinking and your information base with the fascinating book. It reads like a thriller and a detective story, and it is a bit of both. It is called The Doctor Who Fooled the World: Science, Deception, and the War on Vaccines. The author, the indefatigable Brian Deer. Congratulations on the book. It's posted on our website. We'll be right back. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, today is the Safe Harbor Day, which you'll notice everything seems to be calming down about the election. And it's not because we're getting closer to the day at which everything is decided. It's because basically everything has been decided. The lawsuits that have been attempting to overturn election results have gone nowhere, to the enormous credit, it seems to me, of the people like Governor Kemp in Georgia, like Governor Ducey in Arizona, Republican governors who refused to try to call special sessions or interfere with the normal legal processes. All of that is held. The system has worked. And Brad Raffensperger, the very courageous and capable Secretary of State of the state of Georgia, conservative Republican, somebody who's been very pro-Trump, was pro-Trump in 2016 and in 2020, made this announcement. This is clip number 8. Listen.
It's been a long 34 days since the election on November 3rd. We have now counted legally cast ballots 3 times, and the results remain unchanged. As Secretary of State, I have worked to secure the vote for all Georgians. On day one, we outlawed ballot harvesting. We strengthened signature match through the GBI training and moved towards an audible paper ballot system. I am the first Secretary of State to implement a driver's license requirement for online absentee ballot applications, which strengthened the security of our absentee ballot process. Whether it is the President of the United States or a failed gubernatorial candidate, disinformation regarding election administration should be condemned and rejected. Integrity matters. Truth matters.
And well, the failed gubernatorial candidate he was referring to, of course, is Stacey Abramson, who lost her election by 55,000 votes and never accepted it. Never accepted it. She never gave a formal concession. President Trump, well, he's come a bit closer to acknowledging the fact that he is going to be leaving the White House on January 20th. And yes, he clearly will. But today he was doing something he loves, which is giving out a Medal of Freedom to a great athlete. Dan Gable is held to be the greatest college wrestler and wrestling coach of all time. He had a record in college of 117 wins and one loss. That one loss was the last wrestling match of his college career. And it was against a guy, Larry Owings, from the University of Washington. In any event, today, while I'm presenting the Medal of Freedom to this 72-year-old wrestler, Dan Gable, President Trump took note of his amazing record and then added something, well, political. Listen.
He won 117 consecutive matches and lost only one. Well, you know, in politics, I won two, so I'm 2-0, and that's pretty good, too. But we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, we'll see how that turns out. I think we've kind of seen. And because really, do we want, as a rallying cry, what the president offered at his rally in Georgia on Saturday night? And by the way, I do think that things may be moving in the right direction for Senator Kelly Loeffler and for Senator David Perdue, and they really do need to win. But it doesn't help them to win if you tell a conservative audience, a big, eager audience for President Trump's rally in Valdosta, Georgia, it doesn't help go forward to more victories and to more success if you tell people this. This is clip 10.
They'll get in and we'll fix this system. Because we're all victims. Everybody here, all these thousands of people here tonight, they're all victims, every one of you.
Okay. We're all victims? People are not victims who live in the United States of America, who have a recourse to the ballot box. And again, it was a close election. But for goodness sake, Republicans did well. They did well in Senate races. They did spectacularly well in House races. It could be, we could be within four seats of taking the House of Representatives. Now, that's an amazing achievement. And it's always better to revel in achievements than to claim the state of victimhood. I mean, one of the things that I've used as a password for years and years and years, a slogan for this show is to always say in every way, I am not a victim. When you're a victim, you render yourself powerless. And that's a problem with an educational system that basically says that simply black and brown students can't possibly compete. Therefore, expect less of them. That is a proposition that is emphatically denied by Ian Rowe of American Enterprise Institute. We'll be speaking to him coming up. But there's this information, the Upshot, which does a good job analyzing election statistics. They finally have taken a look at the county-by-county statistics in this election. And it's actually fascinating because now they have the complete results. And they write at the Upshot, compared with 2016 and 2020, there was less difference by race or ethnicity. Why? Because Trump did better with black people and particularly with Hispanic people than he did in 2016. And because Biden did much better than Hillary Clinton with white people, particularly white suburban people. Trump still won the white vote, but by much less. But the economic and education partisan divides widened. Mr. Biden gained in well-educated suburbs and exurbs, often in places that have tended to vote Republican for decades, like the Atlanta, Dallas, and Phoenix suburbs. For all the way that this election broke with precedent, the county-level vote part pattern in 2020 was overwhelmingly similar to the pattern in 2016. And here's the fascinating thing, is that counties that carried for President Trump in 2016, the margin shifted more than 3 points toward Biden. He did not do as well in counties that he carried 4 years ago. And Mr. Biden actually gained a little bit less, but still gained, on all those counties that had carried for Mrs. Clinton in 2006. He gained by 1.9%. What all of this shows is that, look, the electorate is stable. It has a point of view. But that people moved a little bit toward Biden in areas where Clinton had done well. Biden did better. And Trump did a little bit worse, not spectacularly, but a little bit worse in areas that he had carried 4 years ago. And I think it's very important for Republicans to take a look at this, figure it out, and to try to understand why ticket splitting, which occurred around the country, seemed to favor Republicans on the ballot who weren't named Trump. Is that because of the media grudge against President Trump? I think that the media attacks on President Trump may, in fact, have encouraged some people to vote for him because of the hatred for fake news. And certainly President Trump emphasized that. It's a complicated issue, but one that bears examination. We also have an issue of divided government coming up. It does seem likely that the Republicans will maintain control of the U.S. Senate. Is that a good thing? Well, E.J. Dionne, a liberal columnist for the Washington Post, warns against the dangers of divided government. Really? Why? It seems to have worked out extremely well in the past for President Reagan, who had a Democratic House the whole time he was president, and for President Clinton, who was certainly a successful president economically, at least. He had a Republican House and Senate for 6 years of his presidency. We will get to that issue of divided government as well with E.J. Dionne and continue to talk about what the future is going to hold. Politically, economically, socially, even religiously, which is, of course, also impacted by all of the controversy in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
School is...
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.